Attorney General Talis Kolberg has resigned his office in the wake of a state Senate action Friday that found 9 state employees in contempt. The Senate found those employees who were advised by the Department of Law had not responded to legislative subpoenas during the investigation of the events surrounding the firing of former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French today said in putting together the resolution of contempt, the Senate had not focused on the actions of the Attorney General during the so-called Troopergate investigation.
And so we had never, discussed hearings or an investigation or anything along those lines. I'd heard that other people were doing that. We did have questions about them. I referred to them last week. But in my mind, that's over. There's absolutely no point, and doesn't do the state of Alaska any good to pursue those questions at this point when you've got problems with energy, problems with education, problems with health care that the public is demanding that we focus on. So in my view, that's our agenda. That's the agenda that the Senate President has set for us, and we're going to follow that.
Kolberg was appointed to office when Governor Sarah Palin was elected in 2006. In a written statement today, he says his resignation is in the best interest of Alaska. Juneau Senator Kim Elton was chairman of the Legislative Council, which initiated the Troopergate probe in July and hired retired prosecutor Stephen Branchflower as investigator. Elton says several events, including Troopergate, had begun to cloud the legislature's ability to work with the administration. He says the resignation is good for Kolberg, for Governor Palin, and for the legislature.
Because of historical events, several different historical events, I think filters had begun to grow between the ears of policymakers, and we were spending too much time trying to remove those historical filters, and it was getting in the way, I think, of good dialogue. So I think he made an appropriate decision for himself, for the state, and I applaud him for it.
MATSU Republican Charlie Huggins regrets the resignation. He says Kolberg is highly respected in the community and the state.
It wouldn't be any stretch of imagination to say he's one of the harder working people. I can tell you in my office, he's highly respected and has some good friends. And I know that no matter what he does going forward, he will do it to the best of his ability. And I would give him at a minimum an A- on his efforts in that respect and wish him the best, because I know that the people of MATSU really respect his family. They respect him, and he's deserving of a life long after state service as Attorney General.
In announcing the resignation, Governor Sarah Palin said she would immediately begin a search for Kolberg's replacement. Rick Svobodny, a deputy attorney general in the criminal division, has been appointed acting attorney general.